Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. We are hearing that Spanish Fork High School is under secure protocol right now. Authorities say they received reports of a gun off campus, and the school initiated their security measures. They are still searching for the reported gun. We will keep you updated as soon as we hear anything on this story. This morning's rain and snow is adding to Utah's snowpack, which is already sitting pretty after the wettest February ever recorded at Alta. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
The Utah Division of Water Resources says we've had snowpack consistently above normal for the last month. Right now, water watchers say we got more than 1.5 times the normal amount of water in that snow in February. And that means we finished the month at 117% of normal. It's a great position to be in, as we're likely to just add on to that. March, April, and May are traditionally our wettest months of the year. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
All of that water in our snowpack really helps fill up our reservoirs. The state says the Great Salt Lake is up 1.8 feet since October. If you look at all the state's reservoirs, we are averaging 83% of full, or about 22% higher than normal. Just a year ago, most of them were about half full. Wondering what's happening to the Ogden Grain Elevator west of I-15? The relic is being demolished, which is more proof that times are changing in Utah.
The demise of landmarks like the Farming Grain Elevator proves our local economy is changing and shifting from agriculture. Those farmers are selling their land in the name of housing development.
It's unfortunate that we don't have the farms to support the grain storage any longer.
That was Tyson Sugihara, who spoke with KSL TV on site. The structure was completed in 1941, and seeing it torn down bit by bit has local farmers like Dean Martini emotional and expressing how sad big change like this can be.
Well, I guess that's what you call progress. The world's changing.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Tonight is a big night in Washington, with President Biden delivering his State of the Union address on Capitol Hill. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has details of what to expect.
With tonight's State of the Union address, President Biden has one of his biggest audiences of the year, a chance for him to make a sales pitch to Americans on his accomplishments and show voters he deserves a second term in the White House. The president will tout his record on investing in infrastructure, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, and fighting to protect women's reproductive health. The White House tells me the president will be fine-tuning his speech all day today, working with senior aides right up until he delivers it. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The State of the Union will be streaming live on KSL News Radio starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The first witness takes the stand in the James Crumbly trial. Crumbly is the father of the Oxford school shooter, and he's facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. ABC's Trevor Ault is outside the courthouse with more on this first testimony.
And teacher Molly Darnell is testifying about her experience the day of the shooting. We're seeing the prosecution lay out the horrors of that day. This teacher, who was shot in the shoulder, talking about now more than 2 years later, while she still works for the school district as a teacher, she doesn't teach in person anymore.
During opening remarks, Crumbly's attorney says that they agree this was a terrible event, but that Crumbly couldn't have known what his son was going to do. The Uvalde City Council will meet today to discuss the results of an independent investigation into the response by local police officers the day 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in a school shooting. It follows a report released by the Department of Justice earlier this year outlining the cascading failures of law enforcement. Kimberly Rubio, the mother of 10-year-old victim Lexi, says she hopes this report will give families the answers that they've been searching for since day one.
The Department of Justice report gives an account of the failures that day, and what I'm looking for here is action, accountability, and that's what the city of Uvalde can provide.
Families of the victims say they hope this meeting will lead to the termination of those involved who failed to protect their kids. Murray police are confirming the teenager shot in a McDonald's parking lot has died. The 17-year-old's identity has not been released. 20-year-old Jahan Paredes, who is accused of shooting the teen, was arrested in Colorado this week. He's awaiting extradition back to Utah. Murray police say they are now working to adjust the charges against him. Listen up, a portion of I-215 is closing this weekend. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the area that's closing.
Starting Friday at 9 p.m., eastbound I-215 will be closed between the I-15 junction and State Street.
The hope is to reopen it again on Monday morning. You know, the last thing you want to do as you're heading into work or school is to run into road construction.
Utah Department of Transportation spokesman John Gleason says the closure will allow crews to repair the Third West Bridge over the freeway, which will add up to 40 more years of life to the bridge. Also, the sidewalk will be widened to allow for ADA compliance. Gleason says to visualize the area, if you're planning to take I-215 eastbound to go to Fashion Place Mall, you will be detoured to 7200 South. This is part of a project that will last through the summer. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Ricky Meese, a lot of wet roads out there.
Yeah, and it's scattered throughout the valley in some areas of Salt Lake County dry roads. But north or south, you could be on wet driving surfaces and even some light snowfall. Right now, we do have delays setting in northbound I-15 from the Kaysville Ponds up to Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. This is a story that came to us from a real customer, and I wanted to share it with you.
We came in looking for a scooter for our mother. The staff at Alpine showed us different options for scooters and battery-operated wheelchairs and helped us find one that was easy for her to handle and easy for us to get in and out of her car. They have fabulous customer service.
We know when you walk through our doors, you deserve to be cared for. We really do have the best staff in the state. Discover the Alpine Home Medical difference. When you need assistance, we're here for you. You should know we accept most major insurances, so stop by any of our 11 locations today and explore our high-quality inventory. We love hearing about your experiences. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
Did you know that you may be missing out on important deductions and credits if you don't correctly claim your dependents on your income taxes? Remember to provide Social Security numbers for your children or other dependents. If you are divorced, only one parent may claim the child as a dependent. If you both claim the same child as a dependent, the processing of your return will come to a screeching halt while the IRS works with the parties to straighten things out. Work with your CPA to streamline the process.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story. This has been a developing story. Things have been changing. Spanish Fork High School has now lifted its secure protocol. It was issued after reports of a suspect with a gun just outside the school. Now the school has deemed it safe to go back to business as usual. KSL News Time 12:08. Road rage, lane filtering, and several other Utah transportation bills were passed during this newly wrapped up legislative session. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Lawmakers tackled road rage after related deaths jumped from 12 per year to at least 25 every year between 2020 and 2023, according to KSL.com. HB 30 defines road rage as a criminal offense where the driver responds to a problem that escalates upon a roadway, up to $1,000 in mandatory fines and, in some cases, the revocation of a person's driver's license. A lane filtering bill allows motorcyclists to split through lanes of freeway on-ramps, and another law adds bicycles to the Pedestrian Safety and Facilities Act, meaning bike traffic should be considered in future road project plans. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers want drunk drivers who kill someone's parents to pay child support for their kids.
This is also known as Bentley's Law, which has already been passed in several other states. Representative Steve Elison says his bill here in Utah would put drunk drivers on the hook for child support until the kids turn 18, or potentially longer if a child has certain disabilities.
Nothing we can do will bring back the life of somebody killed in the commission of a crime.
but in at least from a financial component, will seek to alleviate the loss.
The bill is now on the governor's desk. If signed, the law would take effect on May 1st. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Four people are facing charges for trying to smuggle drugs to prisoners during a visit. KSL-TV's Garna Mejia reports.
In one case, inmate Kevin Zamora allegedly used this retrofitted nail to drill a hole through the plexiglass so a woman could pass him the contraband. Mike Schoenfeld, chief of the Law Enforcement Bureau, says a spike at the new facility is due in part to staffing shortages and growing pains.
Schoenfeld says tech updates and K-9 units have since helped them detect smugglers. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. A few slow spots out there, huh, Ricky?
Yeah, and not sure why. Now, we do have a report from a KSL traffic trooper that this delay in Utah County was actually caused due to some vehicles spinning out. And there are some wet roads in this part of I-15 in Utah County. It's northbound going from Santa Quinn to Spring Lake. Salt Lake County freeways, no problems reported there. But if you're northbound on I-15 in Davis County, we have had traffic heavy and slow going from the Kaysville Ponds up to Layton. And it looks like a couple of vehicles are over to the right shoulder. They're now getting ready to pull away, so there may have been a crash there. Common Spirit hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advanced health care in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KS. Traffic Center.
A little bit cooler today with highs in the mid-40s, mostly cloudy skies, and a slight chance for an isolated shower, mainly south of Salt Lake City. 29 overnight, we'll go to 43 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, back up to 53 for your Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's mostly cloudy, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, tonight the president will address the nation with his State of the Union speech. We'll speak with one of our national correspondents on what we can expect to hear. That's coming up, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Utah State Fair Park. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Utah State Fair Park. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Utah State Fair Park. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Utah State Fair Park. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Utah State Fair Park. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Guys, did you know your testosterone affects everything in your system, including how you feel and perform every day? Right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. Knowing your T levels is the first step in understanding if you have low T. Your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED. Maintaining an appropriate T-level can change your whole life. Most men start to see changes in their hormone levels in their 30s. Experience and results matter. So what are you waiting for? Get your T-levels checked today by local, experienced, and trusted men's health experts. They've helped thousands of men since 2011. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Call Revive today and schedule your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation. Call Revive Men's Health at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The wettest February on record at Alta means we finished the month at 117% of normal for the amount of water in our snow. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second eastbound I-215 will be closed this weekend from I-15 to State Street, but road crews hope to have it reopened by the Monday morning commute. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We've had a couple of vehicles over to the right shoulder, northbound I-15 by 200 North Kaysville at the Ponds that did cause some slowdowns. That's starting to ease, but delays have not eased. In Utah County, both north and southbound I-15 between Spring Lake and Santaquin. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After some AM showers, we'll clear things out with a high of 46 today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy, 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Aides say President Biden is fine-tuning his State of the Union address. His speech will take place before a divided Congress, setting up a wild card in the chamber tonight. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After last year's outbursts from members such as Marjorie Taylor Greene, who screamed out that the president was lying about GOP intentions on entitlements, Speaker Mike Johnson has urged his colleagues to control their impulses. Decorum is the order of the day, he says. For weeks after last year's State of the Union address, the White House pointed to the president's back and forth with Republicans over Social Security and Medicare as an example of his agility in the moment.
Efforts for a ceasefire and hostage release deal hitting a wall as hunger crisis unfolds in Gaza. Senior officials say the president will call for an emergency military port to get more aid in at tonight's State of the Union. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
Gaza has not had, at least for years, a port capable of taking in commercial ships. I mean, that's because Israel wanted to know under its blockade of Gaza prior to this war exactly what was going in and out of Gaza. I mean, the other incredible thing to bear in mind about this announcement is that only 20 miles away, Israel has a huge port at Ashdod. And actually, the UN tell us there are 1,000 containers of food supply sitting at that port, which currently aren't allowed to leave.
In Michigan, prosecutors calling their first witness in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, the second parent of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, to stand trial. ABC's Trevor Ault is outside the courthouse.
That teacher, Molly Darnell, is testifying about her experience the day of the shooting. We're seeing the prosecution lay out the horrors of that day. This teacher, who was shot in the shoulder, talking about now more than 2 years later. Later, while she still works for the school district as a teacher, she doesn't teach in person anymore. She is entirely remote and online in the wake of this shooting.
Ethan Crumbly shot and killed four classmates in 2021. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden will deliver his State of the Union tonight, and many believe that this is just the beginning of his campaign for the general election. News Nation correspondent Kelly Meyer joins me now live to talk about it. And Kelly, what does the president need to accomplish tonight?
Yeah, you know, he is looking to accomplish, you know, laying out what he has done in his time in office. This is his third State of the Union address, and then what he hopes to build on. It's essentially his pitch to the American people of why he deserves to get hired again in this job for another 4 years. So just as much as it's a traditional and official address, it also is really a campaign speech to an audience that will be the largest, really, he will have until Election Day. So a lot at stake for the president and how he's going to excite his supporters around that and also reach out to potentially supporters of Nikki Haley, who just dropped out of the race yesterday as the general election pretty much feels like it's underway about now.
The White House has been very tight-lipped about what the president's going to say. What are some of the things you expect to hear tonight?
Yeah, and I'm at the White House now, so I just was talking with one of his senior advisors, and there's a lot of talk about the economy, lowering the cost for everyday Americans, progress on student loans, as well as reproductive rights. That's going to be a big topic. He'll be bringing out or mentioning guests, and that has a lot to do with the message that he wants to get across. So highlighting different guests, for example, a woman, Katie Cox, who's suing the state of Texas for having to go out of state to receive an abortion that was recommended by her doctor, another woman who had received IVF and wanted to get it again, but then that was stalled due to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling. So a few different topics there. And then we also just are learning that the White House is set to make a major announcement regarding humanitarian aid that they hope to get into Gaza, using U.S. military to create a port on the coast of Gaza to move that in. So that they say this means no U.S. boots on the ground. They will be offshore on military vessels offshore.
The president's age and mental acuity keep coming up. How does that play into tonight's speech?
Yeah, it's just as much attention in the White House is, you know, placing on what's in this speech, you know, fine-tuning this address. A lot of it is going to be focused on how he says it, how he delivers this, and watching for any kind of missteps or flubs, as he's been getting a lot of attention on his age and mental fitness. So he's going to have a big magnifying glass on him tonight with that as he delivers this speech here tonight, and then watching in the room for any kind of interruptions or distractions from potentially Republican members as well. So there's always the surprise in the State of the Union address.
Kelly, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That is News Nation correspondent Kelly Meyer joining us from the White House. And the State of the Union will air tonight at 7 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We've had snowfall and slowdowns in the higher elevations of I-80 and Parley's Canyon. The eastbound side of I-80 between the summit, not quite to Kimball Junction, has been particularly stacked up and slow. Our other hot spot is down south, both directions of I-15 between Spring Lake and Santaquin, but on the northbound side in Santaquin, it is stop-and-go delays. Not sure what kind of problems that we've had down there in that area, other than we have had some crashes reported. One is just north of, about a mile north of Santaquin, and it is blocking a left lane of travel. Here in the valley, a crash reported 1900 West, 400 South. Salt Lake County freeways all clear. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 46. Most shower activity will remain south of Salt Lake City. 43 tomorrow, mostly sunny. 53, it's warming up on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy, beautiful on Sunday, maybe a little breezy. High of 60 degrees. Monday, we're going to go mostly cloudy. 30% chance for a shower, 55. 54 the high on Tuesday. Better chance for some showers there. And then mostly cloudy, 49 for your Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Markets gaining back some of this week's losses. The Dow right now up by more than 170 points. A complete update of your money news is up next.
If you know me, Hans Olsen, you know my wife's the most important thing in my life. What she wants, I deliver. And it looks like we're getting new cabinets. I took her to the Euromax cabinet showroom in Pleasant Grove, and she hasn't looked at me the way she looked at those cabinets in 15 years. Doors that close quietly with the press of a button, LED lighting inlaid, waterproof box, shelves, and doors that won't warp from moisture. Every color and design imaginable for those doors. Simply put, the most magnificent cabinets your eyes will ever behold. Mike and Max combined a vision of over 35 years of experience to bring us Euromax. Max with his Ukraine roots, and Mike with 25 years of installation, it delivers the greatest in cabinet design, building, and installation. Truly, my amazing wife was in awe. We both were. And if I have to buy her love, I will. Go see all the possibilities at EuroMaxFurniture.com. That's EuroMaxFurniture.com. Whether you're rebuilding a kitchen or starting a new build, it's EuroMaxFurniture.com for your cabinets. Euromax, built for you.
Would you like to be part of an important research study and receive up to $550? The Beehive Study at the University of Utah is comparing how well two different FDA-authorized booster vaccines protect people against COVID-19. You can decide to get a booster or not and still participate. By joining the Beehive Study, you'll have the chance to receive up to $550 for completing activities such as weekly COVID tests and brief surveys about your health. Call 801-203-0320 or email beehivestudy@utah.edu to learn more. You can also visit the study website at www.beehivestudy.com.
We're the professional staff at Renaissance Ranch.
We are all recovered drug addicts and alcoholics
enjoying life in recovery.
We don't see addicts as bad men trying to be good.
Rather sick men that need to get well.
This is our message to them.
That it doesn't matter how lost, beaten down, or defeated you may feel.
We know you can overcome the darkness as we have.
And now, we are honored to be here for you and to show you the way out.
Our greatest desire for you is to see what we see.
That you are capable of healing.
That you are divine.
Prepare to emerge as the father, husband, and son that you were destined to be.
So to our new brother, we say, welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome to the Brotherhood of Renaissance Ranch.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1225, a growing number of Utahns are making the switch to electric cars.
While there are still a few challenges, Derek Frazier of Clean Fuels Utah says running out of power before reaching your destination isn't really one of them.
For most people, we get home, we plug in our car, we leave every morning with essentially a full tank, depending on your car, you know, however many hundreds of miles of range. And unless you're doing a road trip on it, that is kind of a non-issue.
He says Utah has teamed up with several other western states to put in infrastructure that will allow EV charging stations every 50 miles along the major freeways. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Walmart is limiting who can use self-checkout in some stores. It's keeping the convenient lanes for Walmart Plus members and Spark delivery service drivers. Now the superstore is trying to a new strategy to crack down on theft. Critics say it's making things harder for shoppers who only need a few items. The Las Vegas airport is introducing a self-screening lane. It has a screen with instructions on what to do with carry-on luggage and how to complete pre-flight screenings with little to no help from the TSA. One of the most surprising things, you don't have to take off your shoes. Starbucks is launching two new drinks despite their recent challenges with low sales. The coffee giant's new spring offerings include iced lavender cream oat milk matcha and an iced lavender oat milk latte. Taking a look at your money at this moment, a good day for the markets. The Dow up by 140 points, sitting at 38,801. S&P up by 55. The NASDAQ, the big winner, up 261 points. That's more than a full percent and a half. Health experts say taking 10,000 steps a day is an ideal goal, but what if you work a desk job or you don't walk that much? KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
So a new study from the UK says taking 2,200 steps is an ideal alternative if you can't move much during the day. And there are clever ways to fit this into your schedule, from walking more than your commute, taking the stairs, or parking farther away.
The study's authors say you'll get more health benefits the more you walk throughout the day.
The Cougars are fighting for their best chance in the Big Dance.
BYU's displayed its resiliency throughout this campaign. Wow.
The Big 12 tournament is days away, and then it's the NCAA tournament. Saturday, it's BYU, Oklahoma State. Pre-game is at 6 and tip-off at 7 on Utah's legacy home for the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Stop for a moment and think about this. Do you know how much money in your 401k or IRA is actually yours? Or will the government take a bigger chunk than you thought? Remember, you still might owe taxes on that money. But do you have a plan to help make sure you don't pay more than you should? At Capital Wealth Advisors, we believe you deserve to keep more of what you've earned, which is why we're here to help you navigate the confusing world of retirement taxes. It's your money. You deserve to know what's at stake. Right now, taxes are historically low, but they won't be this low forever. So call the Capital Wealth Advisors team today so you don't miss out on this opportunity. 801-210-5500. Benefits, 801-210-5500. You work hard for your money, and we'll work just as hard to help you keep it. Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
Join Andy and the KSL Movie Show crew broadcasting at the Mountain America Expo Center this Friday with advanced window products, affordable, high-quality windows that they manufacture, install, and guarantee for life. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
In Utah County, we have a crash northbound I-15 about a mile north of Santaquin, blocking a left lane. That is causing stop-and-go delays through that area. Also, some slowing on the southbound side as you're going through Spring Lake. Here in Salt Lake County, Valley Freeway traffic in good shape, no problems. An accident reported 1900 West, 400 South. And the delays we had eastbound I-80 in Parley's Canyon near Summit Park have eased. UDOT construction alert. Plan for delays on eastbound I-215 this weekend as the road between I-15 and the State Street exit will be closed for bridge maintenance. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for an afternoon high today of 46 with mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a sprinkle. 29 overnight, clearing skies. 43 tomorrow, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 37 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's new news with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. A South Salt Lake City council member is being censured for reportedly violating the council's code of conduct, but he thinks it's for another reason. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Paul Sanchez is the latest local official to face censure. The council is saying it's because of his social media posts, claiming they're disrespectful and inappropriate. Sanchez told KSL News Radio he thinks it's an excuse because he's trying to expose a larger issue of corruption within the city.
It's the police department. It's the civilian review board. It's the fire department. It's the directors at the city. Right. They're all colluding together to protect themselves.
The city council says he will be censured until the end of his term in 2027. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
We are waiting for comment from the offices of the mayor and the city council. We are hearing from the Salt Lake City bar owner who caused an uproar on social media after a post saying Zionists weren't allowed in his bar.
It's important that this remains an inclusive space by banning all hate speech. We're not banning Jews. We love Jewish people.
Michael Valentine owns the Weathered Waves Bar and spoke to KSL TV last night. But Rabbi Avremi Zippel is calling out Valentine, calling the post a smokescreen for anti-Semitism.
To say that anybody that possesses a political ideology need not even walk into the establishment, I think that's a pretty significant jump from not tolerating hate speech.
The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Services has asked the Attorney's General office to investigate if the bar is violating discrimination laws. Salt Lake City has found PFAS, known more commonly as forever chemicals, in two city wells, but public utilities say there is no danger to the drinking water. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live downtown with what we know. Amy?
Maria, the city says these two wells are not currently in use. One is near the VA hospital and hasn't been used for years. One is on 4th Avenue and only used in the summer. Public Utilities Director Laura Briefer says the EPA doesn't have a standard set for PFAS levels.
This is an emerging contaminant that, you know, we wouldn't have tested for in the past because it just wasn't known that it was an issue.
But now that we do know that these man-made chemicals can cause birth defects and cancer, the state and the EPA require testing. The city detected 7.8 parts per trillion. They say that's equivalent to a few drops in the Rose Bowl Stadium if it were full of water. The city says they are investigating the wells and will keep them offline until tests come back completely clean. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah's groundwater aquifers are drying up, according to a study by UC Santa Barbara, State Engineer Teresa Wilhelmsen says that they are working with communities to adopt groundwater management plans.
One of the communities is also looking at their sewer effluent and reusing that for groundwater aquifer recharge.
The seven Utah aquifers on the decline are between Utah County and Northern Washington County. KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden will announce a new plan to help increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. He's expected to talk about it in his State of the Union address. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest.
President Biden tonight will announce an emergency military mission to construct a port in the Mediterranean Sea on the coast of Gaza in order to get more humanitarian assistance into the region. A senior White House official says the port will be able to receive large ships carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. A senior defense official said the main feature will be a temporary pier that will provide the capacity for hundreds of additional truckloads of assistance each day. This effort will be carried out by the U.S. and partner countries and will take weeks to plan and execute. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Swedish Prime Minister will be among guests sitting with First Lady Jill Biden for tonight's State of the Union address. The Prime Minister is attending as Sweden becomes a NATO member nation today following a two-year ratification process. In a welcoming event in Washington, Secretary of State Antony Blinken appeared alongside the Prime Minister.
Everything Putin sought to prevent, he's actually precipitated by his actions, by his aggression. And there's no clearer example of that than Sweden becoming a member of this alliance.
He says Swedes abandoned a 200-year tradition of non-alliance to join NATO after Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. As crews work to bring the largest wildfire in Texas history under control, investigators look for the cause. ABC's Jim Ryan says lawsuits blame a downed power line for sparking the flames.
Xcel Energy is the main provider of electricity in the Texas panhandle. Lawsuits filed by ranchers and homeowners who've suffered losses blame a splintered utility pole that fell, sparking the Smokehouse Creek fire. In a statement, Xcel Energy, quote, acknowledges that its facilities appear to have been involved, but the company denies any negligence in the operation or maintenance of its equipment. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
First look traffic. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
It's pretty rough in Utah County. If you're headed northbound on I-15, we have an accident blocking the left lane a mile north of Santaquin, and that is causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35. We are all so busy, it's easy to find a million excuses why we can't lose that extra weight that we're carrying around. My favorite on a day like today is, you know, it's too cold to go out and get my steps in. But I want to tell you about a plan that's working for me because it's simple to follow and it's taken the frustration out of dieting because the weight drops off so quickly. And I'm not talking about a crazy fad diet. Salt Lake City Fat Loss has designed a plan for me that has helped me lose more than 20 pounds in the past 5 weeks. I've dropped nearly 2 dress sizes and I've done it naturally and safely. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn off all that stored fat that you've been carrying around. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Many of their clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals, have been found in two Salt Lake City wells, but public utilities say that there's no danger to the drinking water. KSL News Time 1238. Seven Western states were working to conserve water in the Colorado River, but Utah is butting heads with several other states. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has details.
Those seven states are divided between upper basin states in the north, like Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado, and lower basin states in the south, like California, Nevada, and Arizona. Both state groups acknowledge the need to cut back on water use, but they've got very different ways to do it. Utah and the upper basin states want to conserve by making the lower basin states take less water from reservoirs like Lake Powell and Lake Mead. California and the other lower basin states are okay with that, as long as the northern states cut down on the water they pull straight from the Colorado River. The federal government's Bureau of Reclamation will be reviewing the plans from the two state groups. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
This past weekend's heavy snowfall and strong winds are making for some dangerous avalanche conditions. Utah Avalanche Center in Logan says people could trigger large cornice falls and thick avalanches of wind-drifted snow. They are warning people to stay clear of any overhangs. It may be hard to think about as we still have snow on the ground, but summertime programs for kids are already filling up.
It doesn't mean Utah doesn't have options. We have plenty, according to Dan and Branigan, mother of two and full-time attorney.
Almost everywhere has some type of summer camp. If you start looking, anything that's kid-related, right? Museums and gymnastics and dance studios and all of that. But a lot of them are part-time, like half days, some are full days. But so if you need a full day, then your options are even more limited.
They were leaving the Discovery Gateway Children's Museum, who are already booking slots for their summer activities. Branigan likened the anxiety of finding the right option to getting the best concert tickets in her 20s.
It's like it opens up at 9 a.m. and you're refreshing and you're like adding to cart as quick as you can.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
You have about 2.5 miles where traffic is at a crawl on northbound I-15 in Santaquin. For Utah County drivers, be aware this accident is about a mile north of Santaquin and the left lane has been blocked. And that is what's causing these backups. You do have wet roads in the area and the weather may have contributed to the crash. But at least if you're traveling northbound I-15, you have that right lane open. You just have to plan ahead and get over into that right lane while you can before merging becomes very, very tight. Now, Salt Lake County freeways looking good. An accident called out 4th South at 1900 West. Spring is here and new deals are blooming at Murdoch Hyundai. Pick your new car at the spring sales event. Receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson or lease a new Elantra for only $199. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon highs will be running on the cooler side today. Highs around 46 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight dipping off to 29, partly cloudy. For tomorrow, we're mostly sunny, 43. High pressure makes a move for the west. Saturday, 53, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy and 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, it was the wettest February on record, and the rain and snow just keep on coming. We'll speak with KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank about all that moisture. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Did you know 96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income? And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Don't lose $111,000 in Social Security income that's rightfully yours. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL News Radio 102.7.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
be advised, I-215 eastbound from I-15 to State Street is closing this weekend, but just for this weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
Second, a South Salt Lake City council member is being censured because the council says his posts on social media are disrespectful and inappropriate, but he says he's just trying to expose corruption. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have emergency traffic in Utah County on northbound I-15 where we have a crash. North of Santaquin has been blocking a left lane. It's a bit of a tight squeeze. Looks like they may be close to opening it up, but we still have backups for about 2 miles. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After a decaying cool front today, it's warmer for the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy, 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas officials reportedly walking away from talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Israel. That would also have boosted aid into Gaza. At the State of the Union tonight, President Biden is expected to announce a military mission to create an emergency port on Gaza's coast to deliver aid. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
They say that the forces that are needed to complete this mission are already in the region or will be heading there soon. A senior defense official says this operation is not going to require American troops to be on the ground. And they later said that the U.S. military has unique capabilities and can do things from just offshore.
Sweden's prime minister in Washington, D.C. today will be attending the State of the Union. It comes as NATO announced that Sweden is the newest member of the alliance. Alabama's governor signing a state measure into law that restores IVF treatments in the state and protects providers from legal action. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Water officials say this February was the wettest February ever recorded at Alta, and some of Utah's wettest months are still on the way. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank now joins me live and tell us what's happening with the snowpack, Kevin.
Hey, Maria. We are in such fantastic shape for the snowpack. So remember last year, we ended up in just dire, dire situations with so many years of drought that we just needed an incredible year. Well, we ended up with a record-breaking year for snowfall, and that really kicked in the month of February, into March, into April, and lasted into May. This year's a little different. We've actually had a nice spread of snowfall from November to December to January to February. February, as you mentioned, was a record up at the Alta Ski Resort, which is awesome. But our snowpack statewide, every basin is above 100%. And our state average right now is 121% of normal. So it's a really good place to be as you head into the month of March.
That is amazing. What does that mean for our reservoirs?
Well, the good news is last year, because of how much water we had, we were able to maintain a lot of water in our reservoir storage. So we're currently at about 80 to 85% of average for our water in our reservoirs, which is really high for March. We typically deplete all that water in the fall, and then we slowly rebuild that in the spring. But we're really high right now. And what that's going to allow us to do is move that water from some of the high reservoirs into the lower reservoirs and start replenishing areas that typically are kind of the last to be replenished. Utah Lake is full, and it's moving water through the Jordan River to the Great Salt Lake. Willard Bay will likely have the same issue and start feeding water into Farmington Bay and some of those other places. So the good news is great snow, great water supply, great reservoir storage. And if we keep this stormy pattern up into March, into April, and even into May, we're going to end up with a surplus of water again, which is really going to help us in it when it comes to replenishing some of those really hurt waterways.
So does it look like this trend is going to continue and we're going to have some of our wettest months still ahead?
Yeah, springtime, March, April, May are generally very good months for us for precipitation. And the outlook shows that we're going to continue to have average to slightly above average precipitation. And Maria, it's funny, we don't need crazy water. We don't need 150 to, 200% of normal. We just need normal precipitation, and we're going to come out just fantastic. So if we get normal to above normal, like the models are showing for the month of March, April, into May, then we're going to be just fine for our water. We already are just fine, but we're going to have excess as we head into the summer season.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for being with me.
You bet.
And that is Kevin Eubank live on the KSL Newsline. We do have emergency traffic. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Sinclair's DynoPave app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Traffic's starting to move again and speeds are improving, but we're not clear yet. It's due to an accident northbound I-15 about a mile north of Santaquin. A tow truck has just pulled up on the scene. They're kind of straddling the left shoulder and part of the left lane, but you can get by, and is still causing some backups in the area. Salt Lake County freeways all clear. We have the cleanup of a crash at 4th South and 1900 West. For a limited time, open a 12-month certificate from Cypress Credit Union and get 5.25% APY. Learn more at any branch or visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with some cloudy skies today with a high of 46. 43 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, will rise to 53 on Saturday. Looks pretty nice with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, warmest of the next 7. We've now bumped that temperature to 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Monday, dialing it back to 55, mostly cloudy skies, and a slight chance for a shower. Better chance for rain showers on Tuesday, 54 the high. Then we go 49, mostly cloudy, on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Stay with us. Up next, we'll check, see if the markets are still headed in the upward direction. Money News up next.
New home for the new year? Sounds nice, doesn't it? What about new lowered rates? Now's the time to step into a gorgeous new Nielsen home with less commute times, easy access, and with rates that have dropped more significantly than all year. Less really is more in this case. Less maintenance, less commute, and less money per month. Move north with Nielsen Homes. Choose from beautiful townhomes to Rambler communities for all stages of life. Most of all, Nielsen Homes are move-in ready and close to what you love and enjoy with easy commutes. Nielsen Homes has been building across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years, accommodating all the things you need, combined with the things you love. Make sure to ask about special savings. Experience your new home for the new year. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at nielsenhomes.com. N-I-L-S-O-N homes.com. That's nielsenhomes.com.
I'm Jason Walton. In business, I mentor hundreds of Utahns as they pursue their American dream. The same dream career politicians treat with contempt. They send our money to our enemies abroad while shortchanging our veterans at home. It's not right. They're letting drug cartels escort criminals and terrorists across our border. It's time to stand up. So I'm running for the United States Senate. Stand with me. I'm Jason Walton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Jason Walton for Senate.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah.
Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Utah State Fair Park. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Utah State Fair Park. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Utah State Fair Park. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Utah State Fair Park. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Utah State Fair Park. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1254, Utah Valley's newest medical school is opening its doors to the public this weekend.
This Saturday, the Norda College of Osteopathic Medicine is hosting a grand opening showcasing its now fully operational facilities. Jenna Knopp, the school's communications manager, says this open house is a unique opportunity for families to get an inside look at its high-tech approach.
This open house will be enjoyable for any ages and people that even aren't interested in medicine. Our mini med school, escape rooms, the AR tour, the food truck. We also have service and wellness activities.
They've had students since 2021, but Knopp says this new building can help them become the biggest medical school in Utah. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, candy companies are hoping to revive gum sales by pitching it as a stress reliever and concentration aid. Generational habits, health concerns, and the pandemic drove gum sales into the ground. An independent lab is claiming most popular acne-treating products contain cancer-causing chemicals. The lab, Velisure, says if products are exposed to high heat for long periods of time, they can produce those deadly chemicals. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 127 points. It sits at 38,789. S&P up by 55 points. And the NASDAQ, it's up by 268 points. Only